that our time slot is going to change. We are going to be moving to a new time slot, but I'll be giving you that news as to where and when exactly it will be next week. So look forward to that. New changes, but change is always good. Something new, you know? Sometimes it gets a little dull, mundane, you know, the monotony of it all. Change is good. So I'm looking forward to this. I hope you will follow me because I'm still going to have the best music for you. And I mean, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb. Music coming up next from Senegal. This is, funny enough, music from Youssou N'Dour singing about Mali, featuring Moussa Baruka, 830 CITR.
People come out to hear Mali's song play. In the market, his music play all day. Mali was a young soul who floated away. He showed the world the route to reggae. One love, no woman, no cry. Send up Africa, unite. The Rasta man, he was a really good man. Give thanks to the one who gave the world Mali. Give thanks to the one who gave us Bob Marley. He never intended to go away. Before he did, he had a lot to say. One love, no woman, no cry. Send up Africa, unite. The Rasta man, he was a really good man. La musique de Marley m'a bien inspiré. Du Brésil, Australie et même Bombay. Les Africains, Indiens, Portugais, ils aiment le one drop dans le roots reggae. This is love, Jaliva, natural mystic. Babylon system, fire exodus. We will be forever loving your dance and music. The Rasta man, he was a really good man.
Them say Mali God, when God?
When God?
Mali never left me. He mean we had some mind. Him work will never disappear.
Never disappear.
He was a brown man who fight for the black cause. He helped liberate Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe.
He make Manley and Siaga shake hand. He spend his life living where he believe. He live for peace with the power of Emperor Elias the First. And in spite of many threats of violence, he's dead in a Miami away from the violence. His words was clear to everyone. Now we listen to him songs. Like hymns we sing them. Like Psalms, we repeat them. Mali gone, Awem gone,
Awem gone.
Mali never left. It mean our hearts and our mind.
And our mind.
Indépendance ou Zimbabwe. Dormitie, territoire, nautie. Modugul, manle aksiga. Ngam yep def ko wek ci ngam dox jam di def sala ci ngam nek di gën ko ci ay vital taxul mu taw mi ami la ko yalla momé def ci tan ni man taxi bare wax di tan ni man ta baña fen dinam yep tekina way tanu la dara bu fi re dara bu fi re.
Music there coming from Youssou N'Dour, talking about Mali and all that he did in terms of music and his contribution to peace through his music. Fantastic talent, really, I have to say. Youssou N'Dour, this is actually taken from his album Dakar to Kingston. And it's... He always outdoes himself, so I don't really have anything to say except, you know, hands up to the man. You know, back in 2005, he received a Grammy Award for his album Egypt in the Best World Music Album category. And then 2 years later, he delivered the opus Roku Miroka and Asamade. The track that we've just presented to you is a combination with Jamaican dub poet Muta Baruka. This has been available since March the 8th. But hey, you're hearing it for the first time right here on Sounds of Africa. Music that gives meaning to life. I say. Yusundu is actually currently touring all over France. He performed at a fully packed Olympia in Paris on March the 23rd. And he will be playing in Switzerland on the 6th of June. But right about now, music moving on to Nigeria. We're talking about possibilities. That is music from P Square featuring Two-Face Idibia.
You're listening.
Tell me who made it possible?
Who made it possible? Who made it possible?
Only God made it possible.
God made it possible.
Girl, I wish say, I fit say, fit you to find past my mama, but that is impossible. No, thumbs up to your mama, cause she made it possible. Yeah. Girl, you too fine. My girl, I still believe say, I fit say, fit you to find past my mama, but that is impossible.
Possible.
No, give me the photocopy of your mama, carbon copy of your papa too.
Some people still believe, say, that it's nothing like an African beauty. We did the Yancey, that is beauty in the African system.
Africans, we are the best. When it comes to beauty, man, we dey run the rest. Nobody fit why you go, so beauty's endless. Nevertheless, the blacks can call us featherless. Now you know, say, now your mama, now your papa, this no be small matter.
Are you feeling me too, Baba?
Somebody say,
ooh, girl.
You are my African queen. The girl of my dream took me where I never been. You make my heart go ting-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
Girl, I don't wish, say, I fit, say, fit. You too fine, past my mama, but that is impossible. No, thumbs up to your mama, cause she made it possible.
She made it possible.
Girl, you too fine. I still believe, say, I fit, say, fit. You too fine, past my mama, but that is impossible. Oh, give me the photocopy of your mama, carbon copy of your papa too. Girl, you too fine,
too fine.
Tell me who made it possible?
Your mama, your papa, your mama, your papa.
Only God made it possible.
Go ask your mama, your papa,
what is
your
the
mama,
possibility?
Your papa,
Baby girl, it is you that I see from the eyes of the eagle. It's like impossibility. The people know they see you, yeah, where I see ya. Your beauty is so pure and so clean from within that it feels like. And if you understand within it be where. Every time I go out with you, they find you kill it. She had it free, had it get to love and speed. When I deal with you, everybody truly know now.
Say, get up and stand up, don't let it shine. Your beauty is divine, gay, you too fine. Oh no, I need you by my side to be my wife. The mother of my child,
so help me sing it.
Somebody say, ooh, girl.
Ooh, girl.
You are my African queen. The girl of my dream took me where I've never been. You make my heart go ting-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
Girl, I don't wish, say, I fit, say, fit. You do fine past my mama, but that is impossible.
Lord,
thumbs up to your mama, cause she made it possible. Girl, you do
fine.
My girl, I still believe, say, I fit, say, fit. You do fine past my mama, but that is impossible. Oh, give me the photocopy of your mama, carbon copy of your papa too. Girl, you too fine. Tell me who made it possible.
Your mama, your papa, your mama, your papa.
Only God made it possible.
Go ask your mama, your papa.
What is the possibility?
See, I'm a true born
African king. You are a true born African queen. My mama born the rude boy African singer. So now who born this African beauty?
Now your mama, now your papa.
This no be small matter.
Are you feeling me too, mama?
Let me hear you say, ooh, girl.
Ooh, girl.
Hey, you are my African queen. The girl of my dream took me where I never been. You make my heart go ting-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
Girl, I know wish that
I fit say, fit you to find past my mama. But that is impossible.
Oh,
thumbs up to your mama, cause she made it possible.
Hey, yeah.
Get you to find it.
What is the possibility?
Girl, I still believe say, I fit say, fit you to find past my mama. But that is impossible.
Impossible.
Give me the photocopy of your mama, carbon copy of your papa too. Girl, you too fine,
fine, fine. Allah Ibi,
girl, you too fine.
Allah Ibi,
too fine.
Allah Ibi, oh.
Strength, dignity,
respect,
beauty, self-worth.
Safety,
confidence,
choice,
hope. The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives.
This is the first day of
Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help. Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful.
I think I was blind before I met you.
We are a living stone, and some of them are stepping stone. We are a cornerstone, we are a rolling stone, we are a living stone, some of them are setting stone. We are a cornerstone, we are a rolling stone, oh yeah, na na. We are the cornerstone, we are the rolling stone.
a stepping stone. We are the cornerstone. We are the rolling stone.
Coming from All Star, and I mean lineup wise, All Star. They are called the Sierra Leone Refugee All Star with Living Stone. Music continues right about now. We are going on to something a little bit different, and I want to tell you a little bit about this group. They're called Orchestra Makasi. Now, Orchestra Makasi was a group comprising of people from Uganda and former Zaire, now the DRC. In the late 70s and early 80s, they were extremely creative time for Zairean groups. This period corresponded with the beginnings of Europeans' interest in African music. And, of course, during this particular period, there was a continuing flow of Tanzanian music visiting Kenya to record and perform. The Tanzanian variety of rumba music was extremely popular and widely accessible through radio and records in Kenya. Many stellar groups and recordings emerged from the Kenya music scene, such as the Orchestra Super Mazembe, Orchestra Mitimila, later called Super Mitimila because they just got too big. They did really well, though, I must say. And the Dar es Salaam-based Tanzania Zairean group, Suku Band Orchestra Makasi, which was led by Kite Zogu. Short. Mzi, he was called Mzi at the time, Makasi. The group included some of the most famous names in Tanzanian music, such as Mose Se Senga, aka Fan Fan, Remy Ongala, and Chimanga Asosa. The group's leader, Mzi Makasi, was born in the early 40s in a remote village in East Zaire. As a teenager, he played bass in college groups, and by 67, he moved to Kampala, which is the capital of Uganda, and for years played regularly at the city's International Hotel. He spent a lot of years in Europe, well, mostly in Italy. In 75, he formed Orchestra Makasi with Uganda and Zaire musicians in Kampala, capital of Uganda, if you don't know that, and driven into Tanzanian exile by Idi Amin, you know, the lunatic that ruled Uganda for many years. Let me not even get into that because, yeah, that's how I feel about it. Anyway, they played six nights a week to maintain subsistence, performing their shows with sober and workmanlike persistence, be it at a local dance club or classier hotel functions. And for hotel ballroom audiences, they would play mainly covers, you know, for their general circuit, though it was their own set of tunes. The group became one of the premier outfits out of Tanzania. But enough facts. I'm going to give you a little bit of music from the group. It is this specific track. This is titled Mosese. I love this song. 10 minutes to 9 is your time. Coming up in 10 minutes time, we have music. No, we have news in 10 minutes time. But I'll let you enjoy the music. Perfect, perfect music. Music continues on CITR Sounds of Africa. Coming up in 6 minutes' time, we have news in brief from the continent of Africa. Right about now, I'd like to send a shout out to my girl who is listening up and doing her thing, Tammy Johnson. This is a shout out to you. Keep up whatever you're keeping on doing. All right, we have moved from Zaire and Uganda. The track we're going to play for you right about now is from an album titled A Handful of Namibians and Papa Wemba. And this specific track is called Ethenge. It's kind of fascinating to kind of feel the music from Namibia, because I can't really say that they've got signature sound that you can say, okay, this is East Africa, this is West Africa, this is North Africa. Namibia is kind of unique in that way, but I'll let you be the judge for yourselves. First, though, I've got to give you this message, and then music from the handful of Namibians and Papa Wemba with Ethenge.
CITR and AMS events present The Moondoggies with the Shilohs, Saturday, April 17th at the Biltmore Cabaret. Moondoggies are a well-practiced four-piece that have created a blend between boogie blues and cosmic country. This is an early show. Doors open at 8, show starts at 8:30. Tickets available at Red Cat, Zulu Records, and online at ticketweb.ca. The Moondoggies with the Shilohs, Saturday, April 17th at the Biltmore Cabaret. Presented by AMS Events and CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Ethenge naundikale, 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 Ethenge naundikale. Ai pandula ta tena meme, ai pandula ta tena meme. Shashi vayetange, kombada yetu. Shashi vayetange, kombada yetu. Maku auye, na woshi bingurura. Yes, na ushonya yo horongo, na ushonya yo horongo, maku auye. Yes, moya nu moya luka,
yes, moya nu moya luka,
yes, moya nu moya luka,
yes, moya nu moya luka.
Efenge na ndikale, efenge na ndikale, efenge na ndikale, efenge na ndikale.
Mesha handangi Kutatia njambi Komnongo mpwendipa Mesha ndanyi kutatena mama Bendi yeta kumbanda yehi Manda kukapo Eshe karapo namba
Eshe karapo namba
Itavera Wihona nyoko
Masha mudhandi
Kutatena mama
Itavera
Wihona nyoko
Asema shomu kavana
Kutatena meme
Efenge nandikale 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 Efenge nandikale
Kate o oh, hey baya mae
Yawe asala na mokili panda 6 jours sans arrêt et pour ma du machapé min de tolobie
efenge nani kale efenge o nani kale o
efenge nani kale efenge nani kale efenge
Baninga banga boka mateza lili kambo ya bolingo Bamasta nanga botuna teza lili kambo ya muyue
Wando mwasho mugandu Bakwate wa mumahibo vangantai
Mamuno vingi nunde lihongo vingi. Oh 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 oh
oh oh la la la.
Oh 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 ay 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 ay.
Yona maia valanta, boyaka na molinia.
Bamu no vingi, non batarero vingi. Beri hongo vingi.
Beautiful music there coming from a handful of Nubians and Papa Wemba, and that was Efenge. The time right about now is just coming up to 9 o'clock, and we're going to take a brief look into what has been happening on the African continent in this past week. It's now 9 o'clock. You're listening to Sounds of Africa with me, Sheila C. And it's time to take a look at your news in brief. Starting off the news is news from Uganda, Kampala. A Ugandan official says that Parliament has passed a bill banning female genital mutilation. Uganda's Minister of Ethics and Integrity, James Nsamba Buturo, said that the new law, passed without opposition late on Thursday, could give offenders a life sentence. Female genital mutilation, also known as female circumcision, is practiced mostly in northeastern Uganda on the 3,000 girls each December. The practice involves the removal of girls' clitoris or their genital parts at a very young age. Critics say it can lead to complications during childbirth and eliminates any pleasure for women during sex. Female circumcision is illegal in most of a dozen African countries, although laws are rarely ever enforced. Moving on to the DRC Congo, the UN has prepared a plan for a three-year phased withdrawal of the world body's biggest peacekeeping force from the Congo DRC, according to a UN report. The government of the sprawling mineral-rich Central African country has called for 22,000 UN peacekeepers in the country known as MONUC to depart Congo sooner than 2011, which was the estimated date. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon's latest report on the Security Council says President Joseph Kabila had asked the UN to submit a proposal by June, the 50th anniversary of the country's independence from Belgium, for withdrawal of MONUC. UN diplomats have said privately that Kabila is eager to demonstrate before next year's election that he is not dependent on UN blue helmets to provide security. But Ban Ki-moon made it clear that Congo's army and police are not yet set up to the task in the country's turbulent east. Moving on to Kenya. Pregnant mothers who are HIV positive could soon find it challenging to access life-saving HIV drugs because Kenya was denied $270 million in funding from the Global Fund to fight AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria. The Global Fund cited the existence of the two ministries of health and the jostling between them over control of funds as a major source of concern. According to James Kamau, coordinator of Kenya Treatment Access Movement, jostling between the Ministry of Medical Services and that of Public Health over who should handle donors' money is already affecting the smooth functioning of the health sector. already due to the confusion and competition between the two ministries on who should control the money, procurement of essential drugs for public hospitals has not been done, leading to shortages. Kamau said that Dr. John Ong Chae, an HIV specialist at the University of Nairobi, states that funding shortfall will worsen access to life-saving treatment following the move by the World Health Organization to introduce new treatment guidelines. Moving on to North Africa's Niger, erratic rainfall has led to a developing severe food crisis in the African nation of Niger, aid agencies warned on April the 7th. Over 1.5 million people in the country are expected to face some form of malnutrition by the end of the year unless urgent aid reaches the population, several UN humanitarian agencies have stated. The drought has hurt grain production, the UN said, as it appealed for some $133 million in aid, on top of the $57 million already received. The problems were also causing displacements, which people living in the rural areas to urban areas centers, as water resources were beginning to deplete. Rainfall in 2009 was irregular and approximately 70% below the annual average. The International Committee of the Red Cross, ICRC, recently warned that northern Niger and neighboring Mali, violence, the ICR has also noted, was adding to the stress of the situation as tension between communities remained high in certain regions. And on the 10th of March, Niger's government issued an appeal for international aid. Moving to Nigeria, the religious massacres have stopped, but secret killings of Christians and Muslims continue on a smaller scale across central Nigeria, claiming more than 30 lives this year, police said on April the 6th. That is when the statement was issued. The warning came after three people died and several others were injured on the 5th of April during interfaith Easter prayer ceremony in Jos, a one-time Nigerian tourist town that finds itself the epicenter of religious tension plaguing Africa's most populous nation. Plateau State Police Commissioner Ikechukwu Aduba told reporters he would hold community leaders, parents, and anyone else ordering attacks responsible before the law. We continue to pick up corpses on a daily basis due to the secret killings. Killing an innocent soul is satanic, Aduba stated. The secret killings happened when Christians and Muslims stray into neighborhoods dominated by the other faith. Police and security forces can collect one or two bodies a night. This was stated by the police chief. Moving on to Senegal. Senegal is to take control of all French military bases in the country, President Abdoulaye Wade said in a televised address on Sunday. He said that Senegal would begin talks with French authorities to discuss the logistics of the handover. I solemnly declare that Senegal is taking back, starting April the 4th, all the bases on our soil previously held by France. The largely symbolic movement by the former French colony comes as Senegal celebrated its 50th year anniversary since independence. The idea has proved popular with Senegalese. I want the French soldiers to leave, otherwise it is as if Senegal doesn't have its own army to ensure its security. This was stated by Ousmane Fall, a 30-year-old builder taking part in independence festivities. But it is unclear as to what the next step will be. And last on our news today is from South Africa. A South African court has charged two men with the murder of Eugene Terreblanche, the far-right white supremacist leader killed after he was attacked on his farm. The suspects appeared in a closed session of court last week, where they were formally charged with murder, housebreaking with intent to rob, and attempted robbery with aggravating circumstances. George Balovi, the prosecutor, said he and the court also charged the two with crimen injuria, a charge in South Africa that often refers to racial insult. A new hearing was set for April the 14th. Crowds of white Terre Blanche supporters had gathered outside the hearing where they clashed with groups of black protesters. We're celebrating the death of a man who has abused us so much. A quote made by a woman in the crowds as saying, police erected a barbed wire barricade to separate a crowd of 200 supporters of the Terre Blanche Africana Resistance Movement from a group of black workers outside the court in Ventersdorp, 100 kilometers west of Johannesburg. And that is all we had for you in the news. In brief, it is 10 minutes past 9. You're in tune to CITR 101.9 FM, and this show comes your way every Tuesday between 8 and 9:30, but we'll be moving to a new time slot come the beginning of May. Right about now, though, it's time for some more music. This is from Malawi, Kapirintia.
Bani suku funa kunde oza cheni cheni ndijani. I really really got to know what's on your mind, baby. Hey, tulo ndita imba foni umakalangati sumandiziwa kati kutinda gaila room number, baby, suziwa, baby, suziwa,
iwe na wali,
baby, ogundi punga diza. Pome unga kundi masula ponde ponde kuti ena diwone sutiwa.
Carrie Brown, I cried. If I can't marry Carrie Brown, believe I'd rather die.
You have wandered into the folk oasis. Welcome to it.
Stop the world and let me on.
You are indeed listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I've been trying to keep my mouth shut, baby. I've been trying to change my dark ways, maybe.
Yes, 8 to 10 p.m. every Wednesday night. It's me, Val, hosting 2 hours of eclectic roots music. Oasis.
Thank you.
was beautiful music. They're coming from Sara Tavares, and she's from Portugal originally, but her parents come from... I draw a blank. But anyway, her music is seriously influenced by Africa, hence I always play it on this show. And she's one of my favorite, all-time favorite artists, because she plays this music that is so surreal, brings really down to earth, kind of like if you want to chill. Yeah, she's the lady to look out for. And that's from her album that was released last year. It's titled Sinti. It's spelled X-I-N-T-I. And it's by Sara Tavares. It's 21 minutes past 9. We only have 9 more minutes to go. So sad. But anyway, beautiful music still coming your way. I'd like to send a shout out to Ian, who also enjoys the show. Ian, this next song is for you. It's called Estrella Cadente, and I want to tell you all about the artist after the song. But meanwhile, enjoy the track.
Ter viajado infinito de terra, modo estrela cadente, traça rumo. Minha destinação sente. Os passados bandeirites também mostrou o botló de minha terra. Pulsar de minha coração já está com cheio de banda de vida. Estrela cadente, minha destinação sente. Num volta larga, larga de dança. Na meio minha bagagem, tinha mais coladeira. Estrela cadente, minha destinação sente. Num volta larga, larga de dança. Na fundo minha bagagem, tinha descoladeira. Tchau, coisa sabendo um tempo a falar. Apesar de tanto canseira que tem sido minha vida. Tchau, coisa sabendo um tempo a falar. Tchau, coisa sabendo um tempo a falar. Acabou de dizer ninguém nada. Acabou de dizer ninguém nada. Estrela cadente, minha destinação sente. Num volta larga, larga de dança. Na meio de minha bagagem, tinha mais coladeira. Estrela cadente, minha destinação sente. Num volta larga, larga de dança. Na fundo de minha bagagem, tinha descoladeira. Tchau, coisa sabendo um tempo a falar. Tchau, coisa sabendo um tempo a falar. Apesar de tanto canseira, tem sido minha vida. Tchau, coisa sabendo um tempo a falar. Tchau, coisa sabendo um tempo a falar. Acabou de ser ninguém nada. Acabou de ser ninguém nada.
Music coming out of Haiti there. That is music by a man that... I think they all kind of have the same nice laid-back tunes. It's Jorge Huberto with Estrella Cadente. We have 5 more minutes to go, so we're going to have to disappear. But before we do, I gotta send a shout out to one of my fans who's listening to the show for the first time. Welcome to the show. This show comes your way every Tuesday between 8 and 9:30, but we will be moving to a new time slot, and I do not know the time slot yet, but when I do, I will let you know either via on air, if you're an avid listener and listen every week. And by the way, if you cannot catch the show live, we do have a podcast. So you can go to www.citr.ca, go to programs, click on Sounds of Africa, and you can listen to the show via podcast any time of the day, because I know time zones are kind of weird. People in Africa are 10 hours ahead of me, so they don't always get to catch the show live, but they do listen via podcast. So you can listen via podcast. And if you'd like to become a fan, you can join our Facebook page, Sounds of Africa Radio Show. When you log into your Facebook, go to the search and type in Sounds of Africa Radio Show. The Sounds ends with a Z, so it's S-O-U-N-D-Z, Sounds of Africa Radio Show. And you can join the Facebook page there, and you'll get a list of all the news that I've been reading, as well as the music that I've been playing that specific week. I'd like to send a final shout out to Tammy Johnson, who's listening to Sounds of Africa for the very first time. Welcome to the show, and keep listening to the show and spread the word, girl. Okay, I'm gonna play one last track, one last song. This is coming from another young lady that is quite fascinating, I say personally. Her name is Manugalo. She is a singer from Ivory Coast. Started singing when she was 12. She took part in her very first shows. Then she joined the group Woya and toured Burkina Faso, Mali, Togo, and Benin while recording four albums between 1985 and 1989. Yeah, I mean, that's what you call serious achievement. Until next time, I'm going to have to say I'm going to love and leave you. It was a great pleasure, as always, to bring music to you. Coming up next, Third Time's a Charm with Bryce Dunn. I'm going to say arrivederci, goodbye, see you next week. And I'm going to leave you with this last track coming from the talented young lady, Gallo.
Donne-moi de tes nouvelles. Chaque jour la rue t'appelle. Je n'ai plus la force d'avancer. Il faut que tu sauves ce qu'il reste de nous, afin de recoller les morceaux bout à bout. J'ai peur que tes promesses ne soient que du vent. Change pour moi pendant qu'il en est encore temps. Dès lors que tu pars et j'en garde le cœur serré. Alors si loin de moi alors, quel intérêt? Je veux que tu changes tout pour moi. Il sillonne les rues, je l'attends ici. Je suis un peu perdue, car j'aime un indécis. Une promesse confuse, une lueur d'espoir. De tous les mots je l'accuse, j'ai du mal à le croire. Tu sais, tout s'assombrit, tout devient flou dans mon esprit. Qu'est-ce qu'il fait?